Hi, this is Michael, and today I'd like to talk to you about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not an often talked about subject with many people, but I would like to explain more of it today so that we can understand it in more practical terms. In the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 22, it says, "Do not be angry, my Lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil." Or on Job chapter 15, verse 16, it says, "How much less a man who is vile and corrupt, who drinks up evil like water." Spiritual warfare is often overlooked by Christians because we are too involved with doing other things that we can see and touch. Spiritual warfare is just that. It means that we are dealing with things that we cannot see or touch. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." Keep on praying, keep on praying, says Paul. Spiritual warfare is only effective when we apply the Word of God to our lives. We must prepare to protect ourselves. We need to recognize that we have an enemy and he is constantly trying to deceive and destroy us. Now it's much easier not to face our enemy. This is exactly what the devil wants us to do. Ignore him so that he can deceive, disrupt, and destroy us without any opposition. He's a determined and cunning adversary. He can only be defeated by the works of Jesus on the cross. It is by Jesus' sacrifice and the power of his name, and by the blood of Jesus, that we can have victory over the devil. Now we say, why can't we do spiritual warfare by ourselves? Well, I think the above passage in Ephesians really helps us understand that in a more clear way. Spiritual warfare needs to be used every day to be effective. Sometimes even more than that. We need to be confident that in persistently running to Jesus, we will find the protection and strength that we need. Sometimes we will be attacked often during the day, and sometimes not at all. Our attitude should always remain the same, that we should always be ready to run to Jesus. We should be ready to ask the Holy Spirit to make us more like Jesus every day. We should always focus on the goodness and kindness of the Lord and not on the devil's attacks. We need to be ready for war by showing love for Jesus and by giving love to others around us. Prayer, love, and worship will build you a spiritual fortress in which you can find rest. Worship music is a powerful weapon when we face the enemy. Don't be afraid to play it often. Where your heart lies is your treasure also. If you treasure the Lord every day, you will be stronger, safer, and wiser. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Talk it out or forgive one another as often as you can. Think the best of others, and do not let the devil plant seeds of deception and anger in your heart. Do not let the bitterness of life find a home with you. It is the devil's home for your destruction. Read some scripture every day, for it is food for your salvation and happiness. Reading a chapter of Proverbs every day is a very good idea. Biblical wisdom is your light in the darkness of this world. It is your sweet and sure voice in the chaos of many voices and directions. Finding a person that you are accountable to is an excellent resource. Use them to test your plans and the desires of your heart when you have to make important decisions. Nourish and develop love constantly in your life. It's the single most important mission in your life. Without love, you'll end up with nothing and have nothing. People are more important than things or achievements. Those who we love will provide safety, encouragement, and eternal reward. Know that the Lord always has a solution for every problem. Wisdom and joy comes from waiting for His answers. They will always come at the right time, but usually not on our time. Use your time as a treasure, doing good for others and nurturing love and kindness. Give away yourself and do not keep yourself to spend on yourself. Foolishness is your enemy because it will build no treasure for you. Look for the presence of God and people and circumstances, and you will be a rich person. Be joyful whenever you can. Look for joy as a daily exercise. All these suggestions should be part of our daily spiritual warfare. This causes our enemy great misery. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for someone to devour." The devil is hungry for you. He wants to devour and destroy your life. Death and despair will be his gift to you. In Psalm 44, verse 3, it says, "It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them." In 2 Timothy 4, 18, it declares, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen." We should respect evil, but not be in terror of it. It's part of the world that we live in. The kingdom of heaven is coming to those who long for it. We must not only defend ourselves, but allow ourselves to be used to seize back the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came to destroy our enemy and bring us into eternal life. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. His open arms are waiting for you. He will never grow tired of you running to Him. Jesus wants to give you eternal fullness of life and joy. He is your mighty champion and our great and marvelous Lion of Judah. Thank you so much for taking a little time to hear more about spiritual warfare. I hope that this time that we've spent together has been helpful to you. Have a great day or night, and take care. Bye.